Okay, good morning, everybody. We are going to say a quick thought on Parashas Mishpatim. So, everybody knows tzedakah is a gevaldika thing. There's no question that tzedakah is an amazing thing. And we could talk about tzedakah from today to tomorrow, that the Rambam writes, Chayavin lizayir b'mitzvah tzedakah yoser mikol mitzvos aseh. You have to be more careful about the mitzvah of tzedakah than all other mitzvos. Our geula is dependent upon this. Chazal tell us, "Ein Yerushalayim niftes, ela b'tzedakah." It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tes. Furthermore, other Maimon Chazal tell us the gevaldik part of what is tzedakah. Yomim Noroim, what do we say? Usashuva, usafila, utzedakah. Ma'avirin ezroa hagzera. That's going to take away the concept of all the things that we have done, and it's a great way to merit things. And again, anytime there's an appeal, you know, God forbid something happens to a relative or a yisk or whatever it is, we automatically give tzedakah as a way of a kapara. Furthermore, tzedakah is a great way of protecting us. Tzedakah tatzel mimavis. Tzedakah saves us from certain death. Famous Gemara in the story in Shabbos, where Rabbi Akiva's daughter was supposed to die on her wedding day, but she gave money to tzedakah to somebody at the door. She took her brooch, stuck it in the wall, and she was saved from the scorpion that may have killed her in the middle of the evening. So we see that tzedakah is a gevaldika thing. Okay, good. So tzedakah is great. So everyone should give tzedakah. We try our best. When Ben Brafman was here a number of weeks ago, last year, he was speaking about the concept, how he deals with a lot of different types of clients. And when he deals with the Yidden, and when he deals with the Jews, he sees that their tax returns... Let's move a little bit. Just sit over here. Yeah, and his tax returns of a Yid is filled with the concept of tzedakah, and we have more tax write-offs because of our tzedakah than any other nation. So there's no shaila that we give a lot more tzedakah than any other nation, recognizing the chashivas of tzedakah. But our parsha tells a little bit of a different story. Mzonis, yeah. Our parsha tells a little bit of a different story. What does our parsha say? Halvaos maos la'ani. We have the concept of a loan. Okay? And there's an isser to lend with interest. Like it says in Pasuk, in Kesef Talvis, Ami, etc., etc. So we see that you're supposed to lend money. So what's greater? What would you say? Lending a guy money or giving him a gift? I need $1,000. I want to go buy Chveis Nisht. Sfarim sale. It's rolling, the Sfarim sale. I want to buy as much as I can. Buy Sfarim. So he'll give me a $1,000 gift. What's better, the loan or lend me $1,000? So it comes out like this. Comes along with Shimon ben Lakish. Says like this. The Gemara says, Shabbos HaMachim Olam Aleph. Godol HaMal Velo Ani. Greater is somebody who lends money to a poor person. Yosef and Oseh Tzedakah. More than one who gives tzedakah. Really? I don't know, as a receiver, I think it would be better. I have to have a mind to pay the guy back. How often do you remember to pay a guy back? Right, that's the problem. You borrow money. Most of the time, you're Michael side, right? You give a guy, can I borrow $1.25 for the soda machine? Forget it. You know, I've never bought anything in the history of my life in this vending machine in this building. I've been here for 20 years. I've never bought anything for myself. Never. Why? Because once you start, you never stop, right? So, okay, it's a discipline. I never buy. But, okay. Lending money is greater to somebody than giving tzedakah. So how could that be? So one of my favorite svarim, right, the Zeri Yitzchak, written by my old friend Yitzchak Ashkenazi, Mechuna B'Shem Roy. He worked for me on sports staff a number of years ago, 1998. Says a gevaldik Torah, and I think this is a very deep idea, and it speaks to us what life is all about. The Derech Hashem speaks about the purpose of creation. Purpose of creation. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol, he's up there in Shemayim, and he's thinking about to do the perfect good. So he wants to do the perfect good, so he creates humans who could receive this perfect good. He creates humans, and that's his objective. Why? So we could receive the perfect good. What's the perfect good, though? The Olam Emes, Olam Haba. Olam Haba, we have that great connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the point of this entire world, this whole charade that we're in the middle of? So there's a very important concept in Kabbalah that the Arizal that has brought down, which is not in Kabbalah, but even in this farm, even the regular farm, called Nahama de Kisufa. Nahama de Kisufa is called Lechem Shalbusha, embarrassments of bread, so to speak. What is the concept of Nahama de Kisufa? Hamadat Kisufa means that we never want to be embarrassed about what we have gotten in this world. There's an idea that something is far more valuable to me if I've gone through a process, a difficult process, but I have eventually come away and earned it. If I'm ever given something without the hard work or without doing anything to accomplish it, I'm embarrassed that I'm giving it, right? We're all in sixth grade. And in sixth grade, like all these teachers, they have these minhagim where, you know, you give out, let's say, the davener of the week, right? So the first week, Reuven wins because he's taka really the best davener of the week. And the second week, Shimon gets it. And the third week, really Reuven should win it every week, but you can't give it to the same guy every week. And then the 14th week comes, only 14 boys in the class, and everybody knows who's getting davener of the week because he's the only guy who didn't get davener of the week. And then he gets davener of the week. Do you think that that guy feels good about getting davener of the week? He knows, the sixth grader knows. I don't really deserve this. I got this as a chesed. I got this as something I really didn't deserve. You know what? Not only do you not enjoy it, you feel worse that you got it. Because it's like, this award, Davener of the Week, you know you don't daven, you know you're schmoozing with the guy next to you. And you feel, I'm sorry, but you don't feel good at all. You don't feel good at all. Similarly, the Arizal points out in Parashat Hazinu, Ki kol dvaro shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishpat. On the pasuk, everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does is mishpat. So, what does the Arizal say there? Ve'eno rod says she is naig v'yishane odem b'gan Eden kechinam. A person does not want to enjoy Gan Eden for nothing. Kasher neshama ha'isa ochelas tchila kodem bo'olon, like the neshama was eating figuratively before he enters the world. Mishulchan, right? Bo'olam hazeh mishulchan avia derech tzedaka umatana, by way of tzedakah and a gift. Nobody wants that. Elaroz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite kindness, wants us to struggle. Shetava b'olam hazeh utisagel mitzvos u'mayisim tovim, that we should surround ourselves with mitzvos and good deeds. V'az, then, after we've gone through that whole process of working hard, tis'anig al Hashem b'schar ma'aseha, as a reward for our actions, v'lo b'chinam, and not for free. Leos kichol derachav mishpat, because everything the Kadosh Baruch Hu does is mishpat. So he wants a person, therefore he creates us with two yitzharim, our yitzhara and a yitzhara tov. I've been speaking to boys a lot this week about the yitzharas in the weeks of Shovim. But the idea of the yitzhara, it's here for us as a gift. Because without the yitzhara, we would have no way of ever earning anything in this world. So the yitzhara is the greatest gift to us. Because without it, there's no struggle. It's always like, I always tell the boys, you know, speaking high school sports languages, but I said, would you ever want to be awarded a championship? Right? Oh, very good. Would you ever want to be awarded a championship? No, you don't want to award a championship. You want to play the game, work hard, and then win, and then you feel good. So now let's go back. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, what's the greatest thing in the world? What's better, tzedakah or lending a guy money? No, tzedakah is, while it's nice for us, for the person receiving it, it's the hamad kasufa. It's this embarrassment of bread. And what are we doing when we're giving a person a loan? We're imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're walking in His ways. We're doing the same exact thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from us, and that is we are representing that. We don't want to give the guy an embarrassment. Now again, lend the guy money, make him feel good, and then Michael Zion on the loan. Oh, that might be even higher. But the idea to give somebody stamazoy tzedakah, you feel like, you don't feel so good about yourself after you get tzedakah. You're imitating a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing the ultimate act of kindness by giving it to us through hard work. We're doing the ultimate act of good by lending to somebody the money so that they have to repay us, and then they feel good about themselves. It's such a tricky thing, Ben Adam L'Chavero. Ben Adam L'Chavero, you want to do nice things for other people, but you shouldn't do it at the expense of their self-esteem. You should always do it in a way in which they feel good about it. Again, this could be why the highest level of tzedakah is that they're unaware that they're getting tzedakah. I recently had this maaser. There was a boy who wanted to switch from yeshiva A to yeshiva B. But yeshiva B wouldn't take him. Why? He didn't have the money to pay for tuition. So there's a certain person who Baruch Hashem, Chodesh Baruch Hu, blessed with a lot of money, and he wanted to make sure the boy got into yeshiva B. But he had this problem. He didn't want to make it the Hamad de Kisufa. He didn't want to make it that the boy would feel bad that he got a gift. So what did he do? Listen to this genius idea. He gave the money to yeshiva B, quite a substantial amount of money. And then yeshiva B called up the Talmud and says, oh, the tuition has been reduced from A to A minus, whatever the guy gave. He had no idea he received tzedakah. The idea we see from the loan, that gadol haloan, that loans are greater than gifts, is because that's an imitation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to work for things. He wants us to get through things. He wants us to struggle. And if we struggle and we accomplish, that's the greatest thing. So that's what a loan's about. It's about struggling to be able to receive the loan. And that could be a theme for all of Sefer Mishpatim. If you go through Sefer Mishpatim, so sometimes we think, these are just the Ben Adam HaVeros. They're not religious events. I speak about this every year. Really, Mishpatim is the ultimate in spiritual events. Because I'm becoming similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I do all of these acts, when I just, right? Mahem B'Sinai, just like those were given at Sinai, so too these are given at Sinai. The Talmud Devorah famously says on Yom Kippur, we say, Yasa Adam ki yir gimel midas hazeh. I'm supposed to do like these 13 midos. Yasa lanu ki seder hazeh. So we always say, oh, we yell, Hashem, Hashem, Kelrach, V'chan, Nerech, Apayim, Rav Chesed, V'yemes, and we yell it. Yasa lanu. It doesn't say Yomar lanu, it says Yasa lanu. Why does it say Yasa lanu? Because we're supposed to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kelrach, he's merciful. Chanun, compassion, Erech HaPayim, slow to anger, Rav Chesed, filled with Chesed, and Emes, the truth. So we have to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to Yaseh Lanu Kaseh Zeh. If we act like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we give out loans, not for the purpose of, oh, I would need my money back, but because I want to do what's best for that other person, and I want to make sure that I keep that person's self-esteem intact, I'm imitating the very core values of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And that, my friends, is the greatest act. So these are the weeks we're supposed to focus on Ben Adam L'Chaver, as we read Sefer Mishpatim, as we focus on it, but as a way of imitating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, through our acts of kindness. And this is the very reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us and put us on this earth, to do good deeds for other people. Because that's what He did for us. It was the greatest deed in the world, by giving us all these Yetzirahs. And eventually we're going to pay back that loan and sit next to Him, Mirtz Hashem, in Gan Eden, with our exalted Neshama, as we pay back that ultimate loan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody have a wonderful, amazing Shabbos.